A friend of Allah has said a statement that has come to my mind at this point in time. By looking at the world, how colorful and decorated it was. By looking at the world, you can see how colorful and decorated it is. But as soon as I went into the grave, the reality of the world opened up and unraveled. The dunya, the world, there are many colors of the world, of the dunya. Many colors, many forms. You have the glitter and the glow of houses, wealth and women, females. These are all colorful things or attractive things in the world. And the reality of the world, of the dunya, that a person gets wrapped up and immersed in the glitter and the glow of the dunya. For example, a person who goes into a garden, he starts to get excited, enjoys himself, he sees the flowers and he's happy, a sense of freshness. In the same way, a person in the world who sees all of the attractions of the world, he sometimes gets lost. And he gets so immersed and lost, he forgets everything, the reality, what he is, why he is, and what's the reason for this? Very quickly a person will see the reality of life, the objective of life. When he reaches to the grave, then he realizes that the dunya was a deception. There was no attractiveness. And after going into the grave, after descending into the grave, Allahu Akbar, the reality of the world will start to become unwrapped, unraveled. You were lost in the world, immersed in the world. قُلْ أَتِيُ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَتِيُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a message to us, direct, straightforward, based on success, telling us about success of the hereafter, that your basis of living this world, the objective of your living this world, the function that you have to carry out, is the orders of Allah, ahkams of Allah, and the ittiba, the imitation and following of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon this is your success, not in dunya. Not in the dunya. My friends, if the dunya is less, no problem. But the successful person will be he or she in the hereafter who obeyed the commandments of Allah, who obeyed and observed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and imitated and followed his guidance. And this is called faqad faza fawdan azima. Allah Ta'ala says that person becomes successful very rapidly. Look, in the world we've seen such people. There are many events and waqiyats in the world. People live, pass through the life, the journey, and pass away. And I also passed through phases in the life, and I had friendship with good people, sitting with them and listening to them. And there was a pious person, and I had company of his, the sohbat of his. There was muhabbat and love. And I saw the life, the movement sitting down, and I also saw them departing, and how he departed from the world. And you will know a certain sahib, a very beloved friend of mine, Mukhlis, mashallah. And suddenly his name has come to my mind. And it's my haq, the right upon him, that when I remember him, that I mention him. And he was a very mukhlis and pure and sincere friend of mine. Qari Ismail sahib. Maybe you've heard his name. And we had a great love moving around together, sitting. We used to meet each other regularly. He used to call me, and I used to also go to him, and we used to meet. And people, when they sit together who have good companionship and friendship, then you talk about the akhirah, the hereafter. You speak about the hereafter, about maut, about death, and what will happen in the hereafter. And preparation is done. So he, mashallah, by looking and looking and thinking, a flower suddenly comes. And then I realized he became ill. And then the procedure is followed, the process. Went to hospital very rapid and sudden. His illness, the health degenerated. And I went to meet him in the hospital. And it's good that if you go to meet someone who's sick in hospital when they're poorly and they're about to depart the world, give encouragement. And he was quite weak at that time, quite poorly, and health had gone downhill. And when I went to the hospital, he opened his eyes suddenly. And he said in a light voice, "It's good you came. It is good you came," he said to me. And I went forward a bit, and after 2 minutes I left. I didn't stay too long, and I went close to him and I kissed his forehead and I said assalamu alaikum, and I departed. Anyway, khair, every man has to depart from the world, and it was his time. He had to depart, and he left us. But the point I'm trying to make is that those words he used to mention in his life, and we used to speak to each other and the accounts and the events. He was a wali of Allah. He had nisbat and connection with the people of the dhikr, the ahlullah. And mashallah, there are many people who used to sit in the dhikr as well. And he passed away. I was in his janazah, and Qari Sahib was with me as well. And he hinted to me, and I looked at his face with attention and focus. He said, look, can you see the smile on his face? Aha. And he had severe cancer at the end of his time. And you know, the health, it goes down. Cancer doesn't care. But straight after death, his face was just like at that time when he was living. The smile, the illuminated. And the point I'm trying to tell you is that the real life is the life that will be unraveled in the qabr, in the grave. This world is attractive. وَمَنْ يُطِعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْضًا عَظِيمًا فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. You can see here that his face had a beautiful smile. Their faces will glow. And until today I can remember his smiling face. And Qari Sahib, he's hinted, and I can see that what a beautiful smile he had on his face at the time of death. Khair, there was the loss, the regret he had departed, but there was happiness that a friend has departed this world with success. So what did he have? What secret did he hold? What formula did he have? And this is life, my brothers. This is not a speech, a lecture. Ramadan is coming. Alhamdulillah, it has come almost. And on this basis, we are talking so that we can benefit our time with each other. We've got a little bit of time left in our life. We get lost in the world. We sit and we think and we get lost in the world. This life, I've told you the shades of life, the phases of life. We transcend the phases, and we think that the world is attractive and it glows and it glitters and it looks so attractive and beautiful. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Be obedient to me, Allah says. The Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my Prophet, my beloved, you love him, you imitate him, you practice his sunnah. This is the formula for what? For success. And it is the formula to attain that same smile that Qari Ismail Sahib at the time of his death. You may be full of, you can say, the lack of hope and darkness, but you can be crying and complaining in the dunya. But Qari Sahib said, I'm going, I'm departing in a nice way. He's smiling, he's looking at us laughing. That, oh, why are you lost in this world? Why are you running off this world? So brothers, the life is left, time is left, Ramadan is close. So fortunate are those people, those women, those sisters, those men who pass the time in this Ramadan that's coming. And before Ramadan comes, they do tawbah at the hands of the true Shaykh, the Wali of Allah. And they prepare themselves. They do tawbah, they repent, Allah, this could be the last Ramadan in my life. And without ghusl, without bathing, they enter into this blessed, merciful and forgiveness, full of forgiveness month by doing tawbah. And that beautiful person who enters with tawbah, and that person will be wretched and at loss if he enters into Ramadan without ghusl. Do the spiritual ghusl today, brothers. Bathe yourself spiritually. Switch your hearts. Flip your hearts. Get to the wali of Allah. Get to the company of a shaykh. Allah Ta'ala says, I promise to you, not just your sins, but those sins will be transformed into good deeds and entered into your basket of deeds. What great promises Allah Ta'ala has given. فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Great, great. Allah Ta'ala says, the straight path. Obey me. Allah says, obey me. And we cannot do this. We will run after the world, grab hold of the dunya, grasp the dunya. We will try to do difficult tasks and objectives and action lists and plans. This is so simple to become the obedient servant of Allah. So easy. So simple. Why am I saying it's easy? Look, when you don't understand the diagnosis of the illness, then you cannot cure. So if you don't diagnose the illness, then it's very difficult. You can do the scan, the MRI, the X-ray, blood test, ultrasound. The diagnosis is not successful and positive. Everyone's distressed. And soon as they diagnose, oh, we've got a test. And a dye comes in the X-ray, and then suddenly they see there is disease, they get the medicine, they wipe it away. So they diagnose it correctly, they prescribe the correct medicine, and he gets cured. So what is this? This is the process to attain success illness-wise. So if a person can spiritually diagnose himself and he wants to become the obedient servant of Allah and learn the tariqah, then within minutes you can reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you can be obedient servant of Allah and depart from this world. But the reason why we don't do this is that we don't try. We don't make effort. We don't have that passion. We don't have that commitment. We don't have that desire that we depart this world as obedient servants of Allah. Allah has given a message, a framework of life, a basis of how to live, that we should live like this as men and women, as brothers and sisters, and depart like this. But we have no fikr. We just make it like the air that's blowing past. Oh, it's too hard. How can I obey Allah? It's too hard. How can I imitate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ah, this is too hard for me. How can I do this? Too difficult. And this is our life. We cannot practice those deeds that is essential for us, that are essential for us, that are important for us to do. It's difficult for us, isn't it? I don't know what, we can't diagnose. We can't diagnose. We don't want to diagnose. How do we become obedient servants of Allah? You tell me or shall I tell you? Okay, you tell me first, how can we become obedient servants of Allah and leave this world successful? Tell me please. We need the advice. We need to encourage each other. What deed or performance can I do that can make me the obedient servant of Allah? How? There's one word for this, one word answer. That's it. What is that word? Subhanallah. The love of Allah, bring it into your heart, you will attain the success. Yes, the true love, the true muhabbat, instill that, create it, nourish it in your heart, inshallah, you will become the obedient servant of Allah. That's it. You need one thing. What do we need? The love of Allah, muhabbat of Allah, the love of Allah. That's what we need. Allah Ta'ala's love, Allah Ta'ala's attachment, Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. When that comes into the heart, the love of Allah comes in the heart, the dunya is displaced, the love of the dunya is displaced. Allah's love comes in the heart, everything else evaporates. Look, the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Everything finished, we don't need anything, Allah, we just want you, Allah. Hazrat Mahmud al-Ghaznawi passed as a great king. He was a king, the good king of his time, a great king of his time in history. He experienced, he said, let me see here, what is occurring. And he took a very unique and precious and expensive of that time stone, you know, like a pearl. And he put it in front of himself in his court. And he announced, Mahmud al-Ghaznawi, 65 sheikhs were called, invited. He said, listen, I invite you, break this stone. He called 1, 2, 3, up till the 65th. And they said, King, O Master, it's very difficult. This is a unique, rare stone. It can't even come into our hands. How can we break this? Forgive us, O King. O Master, he called the second one. He said, too hard, O King. I cannot break this diamond, this stone. The third one was called. And he said, I cannot feel like I break this. It's so precious and beautiful. 65 people who are masters of their trade were called. And every one of them said, it's too expensive. We cannot destroy this. It will be too difficult for us to do this. He had a ghulam, a servant. And his name was Ayaz. Ayaz, the servant of Mahmud al-Ghaznawi. He called his servant, can you break this pearl? He picked it up and smashed it into bits and pieces. When he smashed that stone, all the wazirs, the ministers, the 65 said, what have you done? You have broken your servanthood. What is it you've done? You've broken the stone. Then the king said, okay, let's ask him why he did this. So the king calls his servant, the ghulam, the slave, or Ayaz. Tell these people, these ministers, that why did you grab this precious pearl and throw it to the ground and break it into pieces? Tell them, explain to them. I don't have the answer. I don't know why you did it. So why did you do it? You explain. He said, okay, my blessed master, I'll explain to you. He announced the ministers, listen, my friends, you considered the pearl as expensive and valuable and precious, and the order of the Shah, the king, you thought was weak in front of the stone. You didn't give status and rank to the order of the king. Now I ask you a question, is the order of the king more valuable and precious, or these precious pearl that you had in front of you? So what's the reason? In front of the slave, the servant, he knew the order of the master is greater in value, and he held it in high esteem. He had no value in his eyes for the stone, the pearl. And for the ministers, what was close to them, what was precious to them? The diamond or the precious pearl or whatever was there. You understand what I'm saying? So the insan, the individual who becomes obedient servant of Allah, in whose hearts the love of Allah comes, and he says that, Allah, I love you. Just like the servant said, oh, Mahmud, Ayah said that I love you and I have respect for you. So when you start to love somebody, then you start to obey that person as well. And the orders of the world, the imitation of the world in front of the love of that person is nothing. But when you don't have love for that person, the little things of the world become attractive for you and beloved for you, and you start following them. So the nasiha here is that if you have love for Allah in your heart, or a love of Allah comes into your heart, then salah will become a big action for you. It'll become a big deal for you, because salah is a hukum of Allah, order of Allah. I'm not telling you a sharia masla here, but Allah Ta'ala has given so much reward for salah. So much reward for salah Allah Ta'ala has given. And our main ibadah is salah, is prayer. It links us to Allah. It attaches us to Allah. So, is our salah full of any benefit? Can we present this salah on the Day of Judgment to Allah? Maybe your salah is good, but my salah, oh gosh. MashaAllah, you are pious.
But I consider that I don't have no salah worth of presenting on that standard that Allah Ta'ala wants my salah to be like. What is that standard? That salah is mirajul mu'mineen. Tell me, how much miraj do we attain in our salah? Do we reach to that rank, to that station, to that emotion, to that feeling? But we are hopeful in Allah Ta'ala's mercy and rahmah, we will get the reward. We will get the reward. So what's the reason, him, that through these prayers, Allah Ta'ala will also give the reward? So what will be that reward? What will be that reward? Is it salah? It cannot be salah, because we don't even pray salah properly. So in reality, Allah Ta'ala will accept our deed of salah and give us the reward for this reason, that we obeyed Allah's order and we prayed salah, and Allah likes that and He will give us a reward. We don't come here to pray salah. Rather, we come to obey the order of Allah. Do you understand this point? Allah said, read 4 a.m, we'll come 4 a.m. If Allah says 3 a.m, we'll come at 3 a.m. If Allah says, no, 1 salah, 1 a.m, we'll come at 1 a.m. And Allah Ta'ala says, I fix the time. Mulana Sahib, has he fixed the time? Or have I fixed the time? Has the committee fixed the time? Who has fixed the time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then is it our choice? Is it our selection? Is it our will that we will pray Fajr tomorrow in Isha time? Can we say we will pray in Isha time? Or pray Zuhr according to our own choice? Then we are following our desires and our times. We'll have many congregations, but no, Allah Ta'ala selected for this reason, that let me see who obeys my order and who doesn't obey my order, Allah Ta'ala said. I want to see who obeys my order and who doesn't obey my order. فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. So the person who obeys Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that person who obeys Allah's orders. Not our fasting's coming. We start thinking it's 24 hours the day. I said, did you forget when you had to fast for 8 hours? Nobody complained then that it should be 12 hours instead of 8. Was there? There was no flip side then. Was there? So here we come back to the point of obedience. Ayaz, the servant, the slave of Mahmud al-Ghaznawi. If only we can become like Ayaz, who is the humble and obedient servant of his master. So his master, his king, he loved him so much that his hukam, his order was so precious to him that he picked up that pearl and threw it to the ground and broke it. What do? We break the orders of Allah to fulfill our desires. We don't break our desires. We don't crush our desires. We don't suppress our desires, we'd rather break Allah's order. Allah says, don't do this, we'll do that. Allah says, don't go towards bad deeds, we'll go to bad deeds. Allah says, don't do this action, we say, we want to do that action. Whichever order comes, we break it. So how can we depart from this world as successful? So what should we do? What should we leave? We don't want to leave the world as losers, unsuccessful. Allah says, first point is increase the love of Allah you create in your heart. As soon as the love of Allah starts to increase in your heart, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمْنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَاسْتَبِّهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, that do my dhikr. And why does Allah Ta'ala say do my dhikr? Allah says, dhikr of Allah is such an action, such a deed, such a thing, that the more you do the dhikr of Allah, the more your heart will increase in the strength in the name of Allah, the love of Allah. Allah Ta'ala tells us about, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dhkuru la dhikran kathira. And Allah says, Huwa ladhi yusalli alaykum malaikata. Allah Ta'ala says, due to the dhikr, and due to the recitation, and qiyam in the night, so much love of Allah will come into your heart. For my sake, Allah says, that me and my angel will send your blessings and mercies upon your name. The du'as. Allah, imagine. This is Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, that with kathiran kathira, do dhikr in the morning, in the evening. Do so much dhikr that people consider you to be mad. Oh, pagal. Oh, you are crazy. For the sake of Allah, don't do dhikr now. Give us some more time that we don't have to perform dhikr. Yani, people will ask for protection and refuge from you, na'udhu billah. And you will say, no, dhikr is every position, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And this is kathiran kathira. Nobody should come to your mind. The love of Allah should not come to your mind. If you remember one thing, then you remember Allah. You should not see anything else. Only Allah should come out from the tongue. You see big buildings, attractions, say Allah. Subhanallah, anything of the world, where should you pay attention? Allah. Everything is Allah. Everything is from Allah. In other words, what I'm saying, everything is from Allah. Allah provides everything. So say La. La. Everything should become La. And read such a La that everything becomes La and a No and as a stranger and disappears, and only you and Allah Ta'ala's love is there. So how will we attain this? Not through words, lectures, speeches. No, through the dhikr of Allah. Dhikran kathira. Yusabihu huwa bukratan wasila. Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wal malaikatuhu. Allah Ta'ala says, so high status Allah Ta'ala gives to the individual who, Allah says, first when you do tawbah, then you remember me and you do my dhikr. Allah says, your Rabb, your creator, and the malaika, they will start sending mercies upon you. The request for mercies upon you. Due to what action? The dhikr of Allah. لِيُخْرِجُوا لِيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says, you were drowned in the darkness of the sins. You didn't know what is ma'rifah, nearness of Allah, muhabbat of Allah, love of Allah, the taste of Allah Ta'ala's deen. يُخْرِجُهُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah said, I took you out of the depth of ظُلُمَات, injustice and loss and transgression and sin, and I immersed you into the nur, the light of my irfan. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala desires for His mu'min. Allah Ta'ala said, I have shafqat, I have love and affection towards the mu'mineen. And Allah says, I want you to take the path of guidance. So brothers, dhikr is a great deed. Dhikr is a great deed. If we don't do dhikr of Allah, the love of Allah will not come into our heart. If the love of Allah doesn't come into our heart, then we cannot correct our deen. Whatever that heart says, the desires are, we will do this. We say, today we'll read Fajr and Jamaat in congregation, tomorrow we will leave it. Okay, we'll practice sunnah today, and tomorrow we will leave the sunnah. Okay, today we'll do this good action, tomorrow we'll leave that good action. In other words, our deen, Islam, is based on our desires and preferences, not that deen that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned and instructed. But if we take that deen that Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took, and then we'll have the success. But when love comes into the heart, when the true love comes into the heart, then this is the basis, the checklist of love, that the lover never rejects the words, the orders of the beloved. He'll prefer that he struggles and strives. In other words, he's given difficulty and pain in the body, but he will never reject the order of Allah. Aha! So Allah Ta'ala says that when the love of Allah comes, when my love comes into the heart, then all of the reality comes into the heart and the temporary things disappear and vanish. My brothers, remember this. This, we need to attain the objective. Life is very delicate, life is very short, and this doesn't mean that we leave the work of the life or our responsibilities in life, in the world, in society, we leave them. No, no, no. Dunya should be to the limit of necessity. We should have and earn and acquire dunya as long as much as we need it, and not beyond that. And we should have love and instill the love and inspire the love of Allah in our hearts. When every order of Allah Ta'ala, when every action of ours is according to the preference of Allah, when Allah says leave this action, we leave it. So we have to obey Allah, and we don't go to the obedience of anything else, or look at the benefit of what we're going to get in the world. Oh, if I leave this, there'll be no benefit, I will lose out. No, this is our iman. Whatever is the hukum of Allah, even if we don't understand the hikmah of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, but there will be benefit in that thing, there cannot be a loss. Impossible. Yes, there is no loss. So to attain this rank and status is very easy. Just jump into the pool of the dhikr of Allah. Learn the dhikr of Allah from a teacher, and do dhikr of Allah with such passion and desire and commitment, so you attain the true 100% reward. We do dhikr of Allah because maybe we want to become a buzurg, a wali of Allah, start to see good dreams, so that someone says peer sahab, and you get khilafat and ijazah, and people start coming closer to you and respect you, and then you start to get a bit fussy with a chip on your shoulder. Shaitan comes, you have done such a big ibadah, but shaitan is very clever. So to cut the reward of your such a great deed of dhikr of Allah, what does he do? He takes you towards deviance. And when you go towards deviance, then you need to come back to the path, pick up the slippers of the teacher. And that's why I say about dhikr of Allah, if you do dhikr of Allah in the company of a sheikh and you learn it on your own in isolation, there's a difference between the skies and the heavens. Maybe if you learn dhikr of your own, do it yourself without instruction, maybe kibr will come, takabr will come, pride will come, and stuff like that. But Allah Ta'ala says that when you do dhikr without the conditions, then if he's sincere and has the love of Allah, then Allah says the difference, the change will come into life. If you do dhikr of Allah under the shadow, the umbrella, the teaching, instructions of the sheikh, then you will see the difference. You will see the true difference. Subhanallah. So the life doesn't stop. Your muamalat won't stop. Your family life won't stop. Seek a wali of Allah. Listen to the words of a sheikh, a true wali of Allah. And just keep a link with that sheikh. And should be only one objective of doing dhikr of Allah. Should be only one objective. And what is that objective? Objective, faqad faza fawzan adhima. That when we are departing from the world, then our face should smile like Qari Ismail sahib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may he give all of us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ramadan is coming, and mashallah, we should recognize our destination. And how do we become obedient and followers? That's why we've been sent to the world, to become obedient followers of Allah, servants of Allah, not to make millions, not to become wealthy, not to become walis of Allah, not to become khalifas. What have we been sent to the earth to become? Just, we want to solely become that human being that the order comes and we implement. We start to lay down the blocks and the bricks for hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Okay, let's go towards the dhikr of Allah, recite the Durood Sharif.